Blender, Guido Weasel, and Ass Clown just barely sneezing. Quick us, we can rebuild it. We have the Order Zogbucks. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic Ass Clown. Alex Linder will be that bionic Ass Clown. Dumber than it was before. Anal, vulgar, Ass Clown. Zogling, Wigger, and Mamza Ass Clowns across the fruit and then Zog Point in the open air coast to coast deadhouse. We call Zog Babylon the third and the final. And I'd like to go ahead and especially welcome to this show Pig Fraud and Liar Bill Mumps Nut the Clueless. And I think Obi Gender Bender was begging to be banned here, so I went ahead and gave him so that Pig Fraud may live here and become a tard. Like usual. Anyway, this is episode number 131 of the Movement Turd. And tonight is the 15th of July, 2012. It is 8:47 Granby, Uncentral, Unstandard, sort of totally fucked up time here. And anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call tonight's show Going with the Flow of History. Essentially, Obi Gender Bender bought a brand new microphone, and it and the Pisser Possum were doing episode number one of the Pisser Possum Turds. And it was about their favorite subject on which they're obsessed. Marty is pretty well what I end up calling it. And what you end up having Melunges and Mamzers and the rest here. There's a picture of me. There's been pictures of me that I've gone ahead and posted to my webpage. I've never hidden, what I look like. I used to be a lot prettier than what I am today. But, on the other hand, just pretty well take the good with the bad. And, folks, I've gone ahead and showed them a picture, and I don't really worry about, a lot of this stupid crap here. But anyway, Obi Gender Bender was saying that, of course, I'm an Asiatic, which is sort of like what Brian Rio used to say. At least until I found out his name was Brian Rio, and pretty well told old nigger lips what for. And, Jeremy Visser was whining and pissing and moaning. And went ahead and reposted the show, and essentially it was just pictures of, Marty. So, in any case, here we have Mumps Nuts, we have a bunch of other characters here, and of course, people end up acting like tards. And usually, I don't really believe in censoring them. They can go ahead and say pretty well whatever they want. I got a little bit annoyed at Marty is a Chomo. And I sort of wondered, I probably carried freedom of speech too far because, here I am going ahead and allowing some worthless cocksucker to run his mouth about something he knows absolutely nothing about, letting it run its mouth when in real life situation, a character like that is a danger and a reproach to my family and should be skinned out with the rest of its, misbegotten critters. So in any case, you end up, having, that sort of thing happening. And folks, I realize that this show is pretty well invaded by Nimtards and other such ass clowns, and I don't think it really matters in the overall scheme of things. Now, someone whose opinion I respect, R.D. Bradshaw, was saying that Obi Gender Bender is a Jew, and yes, I believe it's a Jew, and yes, I believe it's a faggot, and yes, I believe it's a transsexual, or a gender bender, or what have you. He is a raving hypocrite. And it might very well be working for the Ashkenazi Defecation League. But I was sort of thinking, does it really freaking matter? Folks, you end up having in the United Snakes a FBI and a Secret Service and the rest of the worthless bastards. And from what I gather yesterday, oh, your niece and her husband got arrested, huh?
Friday.
Well, anyway, I got up today, before 7 o'clock while it was still cool. And I was watering my garden and actually mowing my lawn and cooking what I was going to cook up for today. And then Roxy told me around, when was it, 9:30, something like that? Her niece went ahead and called from jail, the Newton County Jail, and said that she was in jail. And she wanted me to go up there and get her pills and her driver's license and, the name of her bail bondsman here and whatever. And I didn't really ask. In fact, I didn't really know that I received the call. I was outside. She said, well, you're going to be annoyed when you hear this. And yeah, I was annoyed. I mean, these idiots have not been paying their rent. And they cut down a bunch of my trees. And I was stupid enough to go ahead and lend them the chainsaw to do it. And I went up there. And from what I gathered, the pigs, it's signed by my least favorite, well, not my least favorite judge. It's signed by the faggot judge, Greggy Stremmel, from what I gather. The faggot judge, he went ahead and came up with a horseshit against me and to him on May 10th of 2005. I said, it's a hell of a deal. It is one hell of a deal to essentially be accused of statutory sodomy by the faggot judge in Newton County. And old Greggy got all annoyed here and says, well, if you're not going to be a gentleman about that, I'll just go ahead and put you back in jail here. And after a week, we'll see if you can't be a gentleman. And I said, well, after a week, I doubt I'll be a gentleman, but you'll still be a faggot, Greggy. And Copeland, the current piece of shit he's running for sheriff here, and this fat piece of shit named Levins, who likes torturing people with tasers. They were so damn mad. They act like they're going to throw me even in chains through the plate glass window. They were that damn mad about it. And I guess I sort of screwed up their little arraignment proceeding here. I mean, hell,
If you're going to go ahead and even talk to pigs, just go ahead and tell them that you hate them and you really want to skin them and their spawn out.
I mean, it's no longer a matter of law. It's a matter of power. And if you have power over your enemies, you exterminate your enemies. You exterminate the Jews, you exterminate the niggers, you exterminate, the wiggers, which don't measure up. You don't fuck around. I mean, if it's not a matter of law, why bother? Go ahead and give them the only thing that they understand. A good, just run them through the wood chipper. Go ahead and skin out a bunch of them. Do whatever the hell you want to them. They don't give a shit about law, so why should you? Why should you give a shit for the enemies of Yahweh? You shouldn't. Stupid to do so. Anyway, so, here's Oba Genderbender. And I go ahead and I look at the chat. Thursday night around, 10:30 while I'm doing this show. And for my gear, it's just, the Pisser Possum and Oba Genderbender. That's how pretty well screwed up they are to where, hey, the only one who goes ahead and listens to them is Tars like Mumps Nuts. Or Mumps Nut, sorry. Mumps Nut. And maybe a few little other tars. Maybe Papa Cat, but, supposedly he's a fibby. I tend to doubt it, but in any case, folks, you end up having a police state which, has more people in prison than ever before, but is actually pretty incompetent. You know, just like, you know, more incompetent than the, what, KGB of the Soviet Union, and certainly far more incompetent than the Gestapo. But you got to realize is that an mighty evil empire, which is on its way out, it can go ahead and probably put, you know, 3/4 of the population in prison or do whatever the hell they want to them. It doesn't really matter. When a mighty evil empire, which has pretty well destroyed its founding stock, is on its way out, it's on its way out. There's nothing to do about it. So, Oda Genderbender and Pisser Possum going ahead and screaming, Marty, 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 Chomo, 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 Chomo. It don't really freaking matter. I mean, when it comes down to it, people think that the real dual seed line Christian identity pastor, and when they think of that here, they think of me. I was listening to the interview with Alex Linder yakking, essentially, I knew shit myself here, and I finished up that, and then I seen old Mike the Kike Delaney, and, shoot, they're talking about freedom of speech in Canada. Well, Mike the Kike Delaney and Brian Rio went ahead and put the kibosh on PastorLinstead.org back in May of 2010. Jews and Mamzers going ahead, pretending to be Christian identity, taking down web pages. Didn't like. Now, folks, there's people who believe the freedom of speech came about because, oh, people are just so wonderful, and they decided to allow liberal democracy to occur. And, well, like when I was being doped up by this, at the order of this, this evil bit, Roman Catholic bitch here, I point out is that really freedom of speech came about because, the ancestors of the Linsteads and the Schmidts, and by the way, there is a Martin Linstead who's about a dozen years younger than me. He was born back when the Soviet Union controlled East Germany. He was born in Magdeburg, which was on the DDR side of, side of the country. Probably, a dozen years less. He was probably born around 69, maybe 1970. A Martin Linstead. I went ahead and seen his webpage here. Linstead's a rather uncommon name. And, folks, there were Linsteads who, I have no doubt, because of all this, a Martin Linstead, who probably came from, Swedish Pomerania or Pomerania, Prussia, Magdeburg, and sometime they went running through southern Germany with Gustavus Adolphus's army. And what the Swedes did, to go ahead and advance the cause of Lutheranism, they went ahead and whenever they seen a Roman Catholic priest or just a German farmer or whatever, and folks, I've been reading stories about the Swedish troops who used to go through southern Germany and Poland and Russia, under Charles the XII. And folks, they would do stuff here which, made the SS look like a bunch of old choir boys. they would just go ahead and just grab somebody's kid and hang the kid and then go ahead and then put a rope around the next kid's, neck and go ahead and say, where's your food? Peasant, where's your food? And then they go ahead and leave the entire family to starve. I mean, folks, things were pretty rough. Of course, I went ahead and read that sometimes winters in Sweden were sort of rough and people had to go ahead and dig barley out of horse shit, cook it up here. I mean, things were rough back then. And what they would do is they'd go ahead and put a funnel down the throat of this good Catholic and tell them that since, of course, they believed that, they're celebrating communion a different way, since they believed they could go ahead and turn wine and bread into the body and blood of Christ, how about good Swedish piss and shit, just cooked up in a metal bucket and then funneled down. And it was such a commonplace that they was called Die Swedentrunken, which meant the Swedish drink. They didn't fuck around, and they didn't fuck around back then. They really didn't. And from what I gather, it wasn't until 1962 that they let any Roman Catholic priest into the country of Sweden, and 1969 before they let the Jesuits come in. And folks, I think the country would have been better if they didn't let any Jesuits in. But of course, things changed. And when I was in there in 1982, I liked the country. The people were handsome. You know, seeing where my ancestors came, although they came from, really they were more like Geats here. They came from southwestern Sweden. And it was a beautiful, country. I mean, I've seen somebody pull a big old what? Oh, you know, about a what? 3-foot salmon? You know, out from this bridge in Stockholm. I mean, how often do you go? I mean, you can't go ahead and pull a trout, you know, well, a real trout here, or salmon out of the Potomac River. And, it was a beautiful country. But to be honest with you, I like Norway and Finland better because, you know, they were just a bunch of freaking communists, as far as I was concerned. I mean, just stuffy. Stuffy communists here, as far as I was concerned. But folks, that is where the notion, you know, of limited government and essentially rule of law and essentially freedom of religion came from. Because after, you know, the Treaty of Westphalia, when they pretty well killed about half or two-thirds of Germany, between the invading armies of Austria, Spain, Sweden, Denmark, as well as their own German civil warriors, they decided, let's not do this shit again. Or at least not soon. Of course, this was the religious wars. And folks, that's what I like about Dual Seed Line Christian and Dandy. Real Dual Seed Line Christian and Dandy just pretty well tells you that if you go ahead and make a mistake here and pretty well, you know, run through the wood chipper or geld or kill somebody who is actually one of Yahweh's fellow servants, Yahweh won't be mad at you because essentially you've gone ahead and marked his ticket to where you can go ahead and go to heaven. You know, Jew boys and the rest here, they're pretty well fucked because, well, they don't have souls and, you know, it's not that they're going to go to hell, it's just that they only get one life. You know, I don't believe in pre-existence here. But in any case here, you know, it doesn't really matter here. That's what Open Gender Bender and Pisser Possum and the rest, they're bitching and pissing and moaning because people who look for Christian identity, they go ahead and see this maniac who essentially doesn't mind, you know, killing Jews and killing Uyghurs and killing everybody else here who essentially don't know how to behave here. And folks, that's the only thing that's going to go ahead and keep up. I've many times said I'm a pastor. The Pisser Possum was claiming that he was a pastor here and that his sheep were scattered when he was, well, in jail for stalking. And then he came out and admitted that his brother, Sean Aaron Visser, was his full-blood brother with a darker wife and that, well, every time old Visser goes ahead and screws up and misses a mamzer, he goes ahead and he whines, he pisses, he moans, he squeals. Folks, you know, that's what I was trying to tell R.D. Bradshaw, but I didn't get around to it. I mean, Open Gender Bender isn't particularly dangerous because there's nothing for Open Gender Bender or Finkelschini or Eli James or any of these tards, Mumpsnuts. I mean, hell, Mumpsnuts has been pretty well kicked out by everybody. You know, he's been eased out. I guess they don't want to go ahead and have delusional mumps nuts tell all sorts of wild, weird shit here about what the hell, you know, mumps nuts thinks he knows about me or anything like that here. But in any case, folks, there is no political problem that cannot be solved by killing a couple hundred million problem makers. Folks, you have a bunch of diseased animals. They're here, they cause trouble for a little while, And the sooner that they're pretty well dead, the sooner the white race can go ahead, essentially, and get rid of the niggers and the rest of them here. So I look forward to the Great Tribulation. And no, I don't have any problem with pretty well advocating whatever they all advocate here. Folks, if it's no longer a matter of rule of law, it's just a matter of power. So essentially, once you go ahead and get the power to do whatever the hell you want to, well, hey, let it go ahead and be the way it is here. Folks, it used to be that when people went ahead and pursued power, they didn't pretend any morality. They just simply went ahead and aided their friends and destroyed their enemies. And rather than run around and pretend that there's something worthwhile in a nigger or a Jew or a degenerate wigger or faggot's character, just simply exterminate them all and let Yahweh sort them out. And that's what's going to end up happening. It's not going to be this wonderful bowel movement which goes ahead and saves the white race. I mean, come on now. Come on now. Folks, I'm just pretty well urging you, most of you, to go ahead and simply work on saving yourself. Because essentially, the Wigger race is fucked. Just like it was fucked at the time when Noah was building a boat. You don't go ahead and hear of any great revival. You know, you go ahead and hear about Noah essentially preaching and preaching and preaching for 120 years. And maybe he convinced some people, not to take the boat ticket, but to essentially work their way to where there were white people and no demons miscegenating with these other sinning Adamites. But you don't go ahead and read about how there was any, well, you know, improvement here. In fact, tradition says that Ham went ahead and married a Kikis here named Naama, and he screwed a nigger aboard the ark and gave birth to a little bastard, which went ahead and gave, you know, rise to Nimrod, according to tradition. And that Og and Sihon sort of, oh, these big giants went ahead and managed to go ahead and, oh, you know, sort of make it on the ark here, and Noah had to feed them so they wouldn't cause trouble. They lived longer, really, when you consider it. They lived longer than Methuselah did. Evil critters lived longer than Methuselah. It wasn't until Moses went ahead and personally took care of one of them, you know, after Yahweh went ahead and drove them out with hornets, and, you know, I think Joshua took care of the other one. So, folks, you learn all sorts of things here, but What there is there's a totally different attitude here. I sort of fell asleep at the Radio Free Nimbusters here. You end up having this these two Jew boy faggots essentially pretend to be Wiggers and essentially bored the crap out of me. I mean, at least when they're Jew boy faggots, they're sort of interesting. So anyway, folks, generally, it's like I told Edgar Steele, you need to just not worry about anything. Essentially, things are going to be really, 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 really bad. And that's what's going to go ahead and save, well, the remnants of the white race. It's this wonderful Zog Babylon, which is encouraging all this miscegenating and all this other sort of things, and idiots like Liar Bell, Mumps, Nuts, the Clueless. I mean, that's what's pretty well screwing us up here. So, folks, what you need to do, like I said before, is you need to go ahead and get right with Yahweh. Number two, don't worry about what's going on in the District of Corruption or Congoids or even at your state capital or anywhere else. Don't worry about that shit. There's nothing you can do about it. Just go ahead and you sort of look your friends and family and figure out which ones you want to go ahead and take with you, and you just take them. The rest of them, hell, they can just go ahead and enjoy the Great Tribulation when it comes. And then third of all, when the time comes here, I mean, the Great Tribulation is sort of winding its way down and Yahweh is coming, and you know, Jesus Christ is coming here, just go ahead and slaughter. Just go ahead and slaughter the parasites and predators that remain. No big deal. Yep. So I call it, you know, the 10,000 warlords, because I believe in decentralizing. Really do. If only 1 in 20, if only 1 in 20, you know, Uyghurs have any leadership potential, that means if you end up having 10, if you end up having 10 million survivors, if that, I don't think it's going to be even that high, but let's say you have 10 million, you know, ex-Uyghur survivors here. Well, that translates to a warlord per, well, surviving ex-Uyghur. That goes ahead and leaves room for others here. But folks, I'm talking about your alphas and the rest here. Now, I don't know. I don't know if they, you know, just sort of like, well, you know, just like Abraham said in Sodom and Gomorrah here, if there were 50 and then 40 and then 30 and then 20 and 10, I don't know, even know if there's 10,000, you know, alphas. 10, you know, that Covington calls alphas, or I call warlords here. But who knows? We shall see, won't we? So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, check up on my chat, and pretty well just, you know, heck, I don't really have anything, you know, much to go ahead and say. I mean, it's just the same old Tard Corral. Although I was listening to what Linder and Obagender Bender and, you know, the Pisser Possum were going ahead and saying, and I went ahead and seen a video by Mike the Kike Delaney, and that line bastard was talking about censorship, even though him and Brian Rio went ahead and got me booted. You know, booted off of PastorLinstead.org a while back, you know, what, March 2010? And Brian Real went ahead and got me booted off in, off of Kanekistan, of all places. A so-called free speech server, worthless bastard. And Obagender Bender and, you know, Mumpsnuts. Well, hell, Mumpsnuts was all together with it here. I mean, folks, there's nothing good about, you know, Mumpsnuts. You know, but on the other hand, Mumpsnuts is useful because essentially he's your Judas Mumpsnutted alleged Diglett niece molester here. I mean, folks, if you have Mumpsnut, why, hey, at least you do know that you have a bad case of tarditis. Anyway, folks, I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. Hail victory! Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap. I wake up and ride away if the Uyghurs come to mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being cut long stone for freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro,
the winners will never buy. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop.
Okay, folks, we are back here. I was actually looking at the chat here, you know what I mean? Anyway, it looks like we got some folks from Stumble Inn and the Mamzer Barrel, as well as Nimbuster Tars here, like Pig Fraud and Grape Supporter and Pookie Two Shoes. I went ahead and actually listened to Wild Allison, you know, the Skank. The Skank was a nice set of knockers, although you don't know if they're real knockers or not. She had a nice voice, but essentially she was talking about videos which were on MTV, what, 30 or 40 years ago? I mean, it would be sort of disgusting here if actually Allison is going ahead and pulling a bait and switch, sort of like a rot lizard, you know what I mean? Cute young lot lizard goes ahead and essentially calls in tricks for grandma. You know what I mean? Used to go ahead and I would usually sit on the back row of the truck stop, and essentially if it was a long weekend, only had about 300 or 400 miles, used to go ahead and sit in the back row with, you know, sort of listening to the CB and the CB Rambos and the rest of the Tars here, and essentially look at young lot lizards work out tricks for grandma lot lizard. You know what I mean? You know, that's sort of what listened to Wild Allison here on the, at O'Pooty, you were there, from what I gather here. I didn't go ahead and check, but, you know, you end up having about 5 Nimtards there here. You know what I mean? Nimtards are sort of like recruits here, you know, in the Army. What happens is the recruit goes ahead, and it's week 4 of the 6-week, you know, basic training cycle. He finally goes ahead and gets a free pass, and, what it boils down to is that they're there at the strip. They're there, you know, I had the basic at Fort Dix, New Jersey. And used to hear about tales about nasty old Wrightstown. But, for the field artillery, when I went to AIT, I don't know why I didn't take basic at Fort Sill. I was in the artillery. But you'd be at AIT, you'd have some hair growing out, after basic here, and you could have had, I went ahead and took about, 2 weeks between basic and, Fort Sill. And, went on to Sill, the artillery school, took AIT to how to program, ground launch cruise missiles. And, folks, you go ahead, by this time, you go ahead and see the croots. We call them croots. With a little buzz cut, buzz cut. Essentially, payday. And essentially what you're doing is you're watching the strippers and you're watching the croots go ahead and put put a tenner in a pussy, but they could put a fiver, get a little bit of feel. For a fiver, for a oneer, all you could do, go ahead and just do is just hand her, G-string, you had to hand it to her. You can put her in G-string, but you wouldn't get a feel here. And essentially, you go ahead and see the croots, with their nose up to it here, you know what I mean? Now, for those of us who were a little bit more experienced, essentially, and saved up our money, don't go there to the strip. I don't care what it is. If it's if it's Fort Living Room, Leonard Wood, Wrightstown or whatever, it's usually called the Strip. And essentially, if you want to feel like a GI, I never felt more like a GI as opposed to the strip clubs or whatever here, pawn shops, whatever, on the Strip. Now, I never went to a pawn shop. But in any case, if you go the Thursday before payday, the Thursday night before payday here, for a dollar, you can go ahead and sniff all you want. Just have their twat right, in front of your nose for a dollar. You know what I mean? The dollar before Friday payday when there's no money. The crews don't have no money. Don't have no leave. Okay? In any case, This was what 30-some years ago here. It was when I wasn't quite as righteous as I am today. Anyway, well, I don't know how I got on this. I don't want to go ahead and Marty has black hair here. Well, folks, it's like this here. If you want to go ahead and insult me, I get to insult you, okay? Alrighty? Anyway, here. Well, I have, I sort of have brownish hair. I used to have sort of blackish hair back when I sort of cut it here, but when you end up having as long as I do, it gets faded out a little bit here. Anyway, Matt 8814 was asking is there CI baptism for the dead? The answer is no, we're not Mormons. You know what I mean? Folks, you're not really supposed to have baptism unless you are able to repent. And if you're dead, how can you repent for your sins? You're dead. We're not Mormons. I've always wondered here. Mormonism sounds a lot like Hinduism, to where essentially your soul is waiting here and you're waiting to go ahead and have a return. And I guess if you're quadruply blessed here, you come back as a white man. If you're just triply blessed, you come back as a white split tail. And if you're, essentially you're sort of screwed anyway, hell, you'll come back as a nigger or a Lamanite or whatever here. Now I don't believe in preexistence. If I sort of wanted to believe in preexistence, I'd become a Mormon or something like that here, and I really don't. I really, do not here. So the question is, do we believe in baptism for the dead? No. I mean, if you're dead and yet you didn't make it in the one life, you're supposed to have gone ahead and got, and folks, if you were born a nigger or a beaner or whatever, I mean, hell, you're just fucked. You're just fucked anyway here. I mean, what difference does it make? You're dead. It's not like you sinned because you weren't under Yahweh's law or Yahweh's covenant. So essentially, you're screwed anyway. I remember, this one guy on VNNF, he was nice to me, but what he did, he lived in Canada, and he married a dothead, had a little dothead nigger kid, and he was facing charges because he wanted to go ahead and eat a lamb supper for Passover with his little mamzer dothead kid, so he went ahead and circumcised the kid when he was, 3 or 4. And essentially, they called it genital mutilation, which it is. And I hope he managed to go ahead and get off it. But folks, if he wouldn't have gone ahead and married the dothead, screwed the dothead, gone ahead and squeezed out a dothead baby, and then tried to go ahead and apply a Christian identity, Christian identity sort of thing. He was more really like Herbert Armstrong, British Israelite sort of thing. And he came up with the idea that my son has to eat the Passover lamb. Well, no. First of all, why go ahead and pay extra for a, you know, East, you know, a Passover lamb. Well, essentially, you can go ahead and have, well, we had steak, usually, or hamburger. We raised cows. We didn't raise any lambs here. So we really couldn't afford a lamb. But, you know, I mean, what is wrong with, say, a Passover turkey? You know what I mean? Or chicken, or beef, or something like that. I mean, if you have to go ahead and have lamb, that's fine here. If you get it on sale, that's fine. But here he was, going ahead, and, you know, clipping his own little dothead, you know, part dothead kids, you know, pecker, in order to go ahead and, you know, have him eat a Passover lamb. And, folks, Herbert Armstrong didn't preach this. I have no idea where the hell he came up with this shit. But he was one of the people who, you know, sort of stood up for me on VNNF, and I hope that he managed to go ahead and beat the charges in Kazakhstan. I really do here. But on the other hand, he wouldn't be in trouble if he wouldn't have done stupid shit. You know what I mean? Wouldn't have been in trouble if he did stupid shit here. You know what I mean? So, let me see here. Okay. You know, I mean, I've met Andy before he came to the homeland, and essentially, you know, the Northwest, I mean, really, what happens is that there are a lot of the Western-type Christian Dandy people who live in Idaho and Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon and Western Montana. A lot of them sort of migrated there in the early 70s, back when it was pretty well, you know, carried by, you know, well, Mormons, instead of, you know, Southern California Uyghur refugees here in the early 70s. And, you know, folks, I've always said that if you don't have a pot to piss in or a window throw it out of, you know, I think hell come to is worthless as far as, you know, part one, getting close to Yahweh. You know, Covington ain't Christian and Dandy. But as far as part number two, I mean, folks, if you don't have a pot to piss in or window throw out of it, and you have a bunch of worthless relatives, and you're living in New Jersey or Texas or California or Arizona, I mean, part of the good thing is getting rid, you know, going ahead and getting rid of, you know, family members and ex-friends that you don't really need to go ahead and take with you. If you just go ahead and pack up, well, hey, you can go ahead and get rid of them, and it's legal to do it that way. You know that? It's legal to go ahead and essentially just move away from friends and family that essentially are pretty worthless. You know, that's one of the other things, you know, good things here. Anyway, here. Well, I mean, you know, I was going ahead and, you know, I make fun of hatting the meerkat and Uyghur squirrel. I go ahead and post some of their idiotic posts here. But you got to understand is that these retards don't seem to realize, one of the things that these retards, you know, don't seem to realize is that essentially they've pretty well agreed with everything Harold Covington said about William Pierce. And these two tards. I mean, Covington has sort of hinted that William Pierce took order money, and thus he was owned by Zog, and that he went ahead and paid, he was owned by Zog, he went ahead and set up an Elohim city for Creatards. He was, you know, he was pretty well, you know, just as sure as Dan Gaiman, the rest of these tards, who essentially snitched out on the order, and Lewis Beam and Pastor Butler, is pretty well owned by Zog. And, you know, pretty well, old Uyghur Squirrel went ahead and admitted that Pierce gave him money to sue Covington. And that's what Covington has been saying. And over, even on the place like Four Fag Seeds, where essentially Uyghur Squirrel and Hatting have a free lunch here. Oh, here's Uyghur Squirrel essentially admitting that everything Covington said about Pierce and Uyghur Squirrel and Hatting is correct. Pierce went ahead and essentially engaged in silencing an opposing person by going ahead and paying Wiggerswill to go ahead and go use the wall like Moraes Deeds against Covington. Now, they go ahead and he whines, I'm owed $200,000 if Moraes or Covington, I'll get it. Well, no. Folks, you have no idea. I mean, I bet if Covington lived in South Carolina, he'd be safe, you know, from wherever it was in North Carolina. He'd probably be safe if it was two or three counties over from where this judge. This is what? Oh, what? Close to 1998, I believe. So what was it? What? 14, 15 years ago? Essentially, from my gather, Covington said, what, last year? That I guess Wiggerswill wasn't able to go ahead and renew it for another 7 years. But in any case, it was totally bogus. Essentially, totally bogus. So here you have, well, I was going ahead and look at the Joyce Takei thing. Well, Kennewick Mamzer went ahead and put, you know, how clever he was, fooling racist talk show host guy, and Vagina went ahead and cleaned it up. We do not allow links to him. At the same time, here's Covington talking, or not Covington, but Alex Linder talking about how he believes in free speech. Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. Now, I don't go ahead and trust, you know, I don't go ahead and strain Covington's patience, and the reason I don't is I have better things to do than fight little tard like Steve Elder and the rest here. Why bother? I mean, I do agree that it doesn't hurt, and it might very well help to go ahead and move to the Northwest. But on the other hand, I believe that you're going to end up having a collapse all across the Zogland. All across the Zogland. I was looking at this here link over on Majority Rights, and Covington, I'll go ahead and grant, has at least a understanding that Zog Babylon is well and truly screwed. Well and truly screwed, blued, and tattooed. See, you know, I mean, I was sort of talking about how, I went ahead and went up there, and essentially this little cocksucker, Greggy Stremmel, went ahead and signed this search warrant, and I thought it was over, a car that she may have owned, but it says, you know, there's an FBI receipt for property received, and said they took cell phones and blankets and a few other things here from it. What I'm sort of pissed off about, you know, and I'm not quite sure what these tards have done, you know, and I haven't really talked to them, since the middle of June when they cut down a bunch of my trees. You know, and I was stupid enough to loan them the chainsaw, so I've been pretty well pissed off at them. So when Roxy told me, well, you're going to be mad about this, I said, yeah, what is it? They're in the Newton County Jail, they want you to go ahead and, you know, get something for it and go ahead and bring it to them Monday. Okay, well, whatever. And, you know, I mean, what are you idiots done now? And since I just went ahead and they had, you know, said to go ahead and leave a copy of what they took and pretty well a copy of the search warrant. So I have no idea. I don't think the cell phones and blankets per se can go ahead and commit a crime, but oh well, what to say. You know, I don't have all the paperwork. I just have what was put on the kitchen table. So I went ahead and went up there and pretty well unplugged the hot water heater and unplugged the, the air conditioner and the rest here. I mean, shoot, if they end up, you know, shit, if that's something with the FBI and they're going to be going to Arkansas, why, heck, it's probably something fairly seriously these idiots have done. And heck, I said for about the 666th time, I wish I hadn't gone ahead and rented it out to, essentially these idiots, you know, who are Roxy's niece and her, you know, her new husband. I mean, shoot, it's all screwed up when you go ahead and rent to family, because then they think they can go ahead and short you on the rent, which is what they did, and they cut down my trees, and I'm pretty well pissed off at them since June. But I'm so pissed off at the damn pigs, because from what I heard, they could just simply knocked on the door and done the search warrant, but instead, no, they had to go ahead and knock a hole in my door, you know, and spring my door, and then they went ahead and knocked a few holes in other doors, you know, and they could just simply open the damn door. But no, these assholes just wanted to go ahead and destroy property like a bunch of pigs who don't respect private property, which is what pigs, you know, do here. So pretty well I went ahead and relocked the house up, and, you know, left a little message and say, hey, look, retards, if you have to go ahead and go in the house here, don't knock any more holes in my door. Just simply go ahead and call my number, and, you know, essentially I'll go ahead and get a key and open the damn door, and you can go ahead and, you know, do whatever the hell else you need to go ahead and do in order to search the place, but don't knock any more damn holes in my door, you idiots. I went ahead and put it in the hole they already knocked in my door. So, anyway, huh? You know, just number 16. Well, we have dim toys, we have pisser possums. Okay, huh? That's why I want a news guy to muse the tractors. Well, no, I didn't. I mean, I was just going ahead and listening to, you know, news guy here. By the way, Jeremy, the pisser possum, was saying he wanted a little iron cage match here. He wanted Newskike to go ahead and do it. Folks, we've already gone ahead and done 2 weeks of Newskike. Now, essentially what Newskike does is he just goes ahead and, well, essentially mutes me all the time. And what I've told him to do is if you want, you know, just go ahead and ask your freaking question, but don't let, you know, these other faggot Jews and don't let lunch and piss and possums run their mouth here with some new lies while I'm trying to answer the question. And essentially, Newskike went ahead and threatened that he was going to go ahead and not let me speak anymore. And I just pretty well told him, well, hey, look, you know, look, asshole, go ahead and ban me. And essentially, Newskike went ahead and backed off here. Essentially, Newskike ain't on my side, and it doesn't really matter here. Hell, I'd probably do better to have Eli James. We want to have, you know, even though he's a Jew, well, essentially, Eli James at least is sort of a little smooth here. You know, essentially, you know, I was sort of, well, I really wasn't trolling Eli James, since, he went ahead and told old Steve Elder McFagg that if he was a Pict, he was therefore a dwarven Canaanite. Why, you know, pretty well, it's not really fun so much to troll Eliers. Now, I went over to Finkelschini's and you had old Prostink on there. And Finkelschini was gone, and old Matt Twat was there, and essentially said that his skank was dead, and I pretty well told him that his skank probably had a smaller tits than old Matt Twat's dog bought here. So, anyway, you know, folks, the bowel movement is just pathetic. I didn't have a chance to go ahead and look at Stormfront. Oh, about a week or two ago, it was down for about 2 or 3 days. And from my gather, nobody really missed it. Nobody really missed it. In fact, old Kevin, what the hell, Jamie Kelso was sort of gloating about Stormfront being down, which, well, no big deal for a little while. And, folks, this movement is just, you know, just pretty crappy. Okay? Anyway. What is wrong with rape? Well, pig fraud, I mean, shoot. Old pig fraud, he's the result of rape here, you know. You know, I mean, you know, what happens is that nigger daddy didn't pay his, you know, didn't pay his extra tax his money, any money here, so. Okay. Well, Mormonism started out as a racial religion. It really believed that, well, the Nephites were, you know, around the time of the, you know, I mean, folks, the belief that white people were in America. You know, I mean, Thomas Jefferson believed that. Louis L'Amour certainly did. You know, it was quite common to believe that there were white people on the North American continent. So I don't have a problem with John, you know, DeNutjob believing in Sultrianisms, IL Sultrianism, and that the red niggers went ahead and exterminated the whites. Bertrand Comparé, I've been going ahead, and Bertrand Comparé took about 8 or 10 of his sermons, and he went ahead and created in a, you know, put it in a book. And from what I gather, it's public domain. And what I'm thinking of doing is going ahead and taking this initial book that he went ahead and wrote and converting it to Kindle. Converting it to Kindle and essentially either, you know, giving it away for free or for 99 cents. You know, just go ahead and converting it to Kindle. And so that, you know, or, you know, and well, also to a PDF file. So that folks, you know, people can go ahead and, you know, read at least the basics of what he had to say. And Comparé pretty well adds, you know, there were what? Oh, let me see. 1,656 years. If you go ahead and add when Adam started, and Comparé usually believes in the Septuagint, but he goes ahead and uses the Masoretic text and pretty well believes the creation was around 4001 or 4000 B.C. And he goes ahead and adds 1656, because you go ahead and you add the begats from Adam to Noah, and where it says that in the sixth, you know, the second month of Noah's 600th year, the flood came. So you have 1,656 years. So that's where he comes up with the figure of 3145. That's when the flood started and pretty well got done at 3142. And he goes ahead and admits that there were people who lived in Egypt before the flood. There were people who lived in China before the flood. There were people who obviously lived in Africa and Europe, and doubtless on the North American continent before 3142. So I've come to a conclusion as that there were white people before Adam, but Adam was the very first white man. Okay? And, you know, I don't go ahead and make that official DSCI doctrine, but it does seem clear to me is that you don't go ahead and demand more than what you absolutely need in any case here. Okay? Okay. It wasn't a good idea for who to done what here. Anyway, here. Let's see here. You know, you wouldn't have. I'm not quite sure what. Yeah, well, guest number 16, he just likes telling meme, you know, Roxy jokes here. Let's see here. Well, folks, by the way, this morning I was going ahead and listening to, you know, I call it Nigger Talk. It was way back on March 21st. 2010, where I was invited by this nigger named Mr. Kenneth Jenkins, and he was probably a high functioning Negro. He invited me. I guess he wanted to have a racist on his nation talk. And folks, what strikes me is I was saying much the self same things I say now. Of course, I was polite to Mr. Jenkins. Didn't call him a nigger, at least, you know. Well, at least not to his face here. I was polite enough to him. Folks, there's no need to be rude just for the sake of being rude, okay? But, folks, I've gone ahead and listened two old shows, put them together, and no, I don't really come up with anything new. None of what I have to say is new. This bowel movement of ours is very much screwed up. It's full of Jews, it's full of Mamzers, it's full of liars, it's full of, you know, Zogbots, it's full of retards. Full of critters, you know, full of critters just like that here. You don't know how to behave. Don't know how to behave here. Okay? Let's see. Okay, it looks like old Alex Linder has been acting up here. Anyway, here. Well, let's see here. Yeah, he pretty well, you know, he pretty well did snap here. Anyway, folks, here, movement is full of Marty's. Well, looks like Alex Linder is a nimtard who went ahead and broke the rule against stamming. So, unlike Pig Flawed, who I was having a little bit of fun with, I guess I'm going to have to ban that, you know, pretty well mute the tard here. You've gotten done all that you got to say here, Alex Linder. Anyway, where was I? I made Marty break his own rules. No, not really. Folks, you're not really being censored. You've been given a virtual palate slap, Pig Fraud. You've been given the virtual palate slap. And I don't think it's a bad thing here. Marty censors. Occasionally, but I mean, I remember, oh heck, this was when Eli or James, Halloween night here, had 100 some tards on there. Yeah, this was back when, Well, it looks like Alex Linder has been able, I mean, I think we end up having this here little, melungeon. We have this melungeon called, what the hell is called, it looks like the Nimtards have managed to go ahead and, put a script on here. What to say here? Okay? Well, it looks like Alex Linder, it seems like it's this Mamzer, this Kurdish Jew Mamzer, named Joe, you know, Joe Blow or something like that. So looks like he's managed to go ahead and have his fun here. Heck, I sort of thought the talk show sort of went ahead and put an end to that. But oh well. What to say? Anyway. Yeah, I have no idea here. It might be script or something like that here. Who knows here? What's the view of female regime criminals? Well, they go ahead and get to pay for, you know, they get to pay for the evil they do too. Folks, in the Bible, it pretty well said that a woman who was pretty well on her own was pretty well on her own here. Now, they had far more rights, really, than married women in many cases here. Okay? So, can they be concubines? I guess they can be whatever they want here, okay? Not everyone's chat is sexually frustrated. Yeah, but you gotta understand here, your average Nimtard, you know, the ones that ain't faggots here, you know, who really want something here, you know, want something like split tail. Generally, if they were getting any, they wouldn't be on this show. You gotta understand that, right? Anyway, where was I? I guess multiple nipples McGee. I guess he got him a taker, or her taker, or whatever. Okay, here. So, what will happen to them? Well, same thing happens to male regime criminals. you end up, Hunter Wallace was going ahead and printing up an article by of all people, this David Brooks. And I'm not sure if he's a Jew or not, but he's obviously a sort of, not quite faggy looking, sort of Whiggeroid sort of character. And I used to go ahead and listen to him on PBS along with Mark Shields, another fat liberal from the dinosaur Jews media. And they were talking about what Obongo needs to do, what Romney needs to do, from a sort of liberal sort of fantasy. And here's David Brooks going ahead, essentially, in having some nice words for the old style WASP elites who weren't nice to Jews, who weren't nice to niggers, and weren't nice to any of them, and pointed out that at least they had the sense of noblesse oblige. Whereas that now the new elites, the meritocratic elites, are going ahead and pulling the ladder up, so that nobody new can go ahead and reach it. Now, a lot of Stoddard said is that time goes on, civilizations go ahead and burn out, and they use up their advanced, portions of population. So if you end up having people who are who genetically would be ahead, as civilization continues, it goes ahead and burns out these elements here. Lothar Stoddard went ahead and said that civilization was a flowering of the human species, but in most cases, civilization didn't last very long. And the reason it doesn't last any long is that it becomes an empire, and the empire goes ahead and destroys its founding stock. And lots of started went ahead and said there were three main reasons. The first reason is that as civilization goes ahead and gets more and more complex, it requires more and more of its population in order to maintain a high-grade civilization. A rather low-grade civilization, just direct from barbarism and savagery, doesn't require as much as a higher-grade civilization. But they point out the second thing is that civilization goes ahead and kills the genetic superior at the top because, they don't have as many children, but it goes ahead and allows those people who enter a stage of barbarism or savagery would survive. It allows them to go ahead and breed, so that civilization goes ahead and broadens at the base of the pyramid and dies off at the top. And the third, which was the main portion of his book, The Revolt Against Civilization, with the undertitle The Menace of the Underman, said that there was atavistic revolt. And I believe that was Lothar Stoddard's masterpiece. I really do. Because he went ahead and talked about what happens to a white civilization and why it goes ahead and dies. Now, later on, when he talked about, in many cases, he was talking about, when he's talking about atavistic revolt, he wrote this book in 1924 in reaction to the Bolshevik Revolution. And he had a number of things to say about Jews. He said that Cain was the first Bolshevik. Well, he wasn't dual-seedline Christian identity, but he was right. Cain was the first Bolshevik. Cain was the first Jew. And the Bolshevik Revolution was, pretty well 95% Jews here. Not including Felix Dzerzhinsky, but then again, for all practical purposes, he might as well have been a Jew. But the reason I sort of admire Iron Felix is that he understood that a degenerate, decaying, quote, elite. Folks, what we end up having is we have Jews going ahead and using thieving, worthless, evil Whiggers to go ahead and destroy the white race. And folks, I don't go ahead and blame Jews so much as what I'd blame Whiggers. What is the purpose of Jews? Why does Yahweh allow them to live? Why did Yahweh allow this sort of thing? Because if Yahweh is all powerful, couldn't he go ahead and make things easy? And the answer is that, yeah, he could, but he didn't. He went ahead and told Adam that because he went ahead and allowed his pussy to rule him, they would go ahead and have to work for a living. That the earth would no longer give her fruit like they did in the Garden of Eden. He went ahead and told his pussy that because she didn't have any good sense here, was listening to Satan, that she would hurt when she squeezed out a new life, and that she would be under the dominion of her husband. And for the serpent, he went ahead and said, okay, your children will go ahead and be in enmity against the sons of true men. And that one would come along and would redeem the true man, and that you would bruise his heel, and that he would go ahead and stomp your head. Folks, we live in a time where we are born as whites. We have the privilege of being born white. And it is our duty to go ahead and earn eternal life. It is our duty to go ahead. That's why I don't believe in, pre-existence or the rest here, because essentially what you're saying is that you ended up, you have, you know, eternal life, but you have to go through all these essentially reincarnations here. And, you know, I do agree with Logan. I do agree with Logan that, well, Logan believed in pre-existence here. Speaking of which, I have not heard from Logan for about 2 months here, and pretty well the end. You know, Jeremy Visser was lying about this here. You know, neither Logan nor Keith went ahead and had a big fight with me per se. It's just, you know, and pretty well Jeremy had a good deal with going ahead and getting rid of Logan, because Logan went ahead and seen talks to going ahead, because Visser went ahead and made his 25% Cherokee Mamzer. And essentially he did the same thing that he did with Keith. Keith pretty well got annoyed at me for not believing in an ever-burning hell for mortal, you know, for mortal men, and not believing in pre-existence either, and essentially not believing the King James Perversion was the number one Bible. And a few other things here, and I guess Keith doesn't take disagreement very well here, and I wish Keith, you know, all the best here. You know, Logan, I think Logan's paranoia has pretty well silenced Logan. But folks, regardless here, you're not going to go ahead and get out of this life, you know, alive, unless you go ahead and earn eternal life. You're not going to go ahead and get out of this life alive. So why, you know, why are there Jews? The answer is to keep heaven or paradise from being cluttered up with wigger drones. That's the reason why. Okay? Anyway, let's see. How long have I gone ahead and been yakking? Well, for 43 minutes. That seems long enough. It's time for a break. So I'll go ahead and check the chat. And we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Hail victory. They're going to sound this, who sing this song? Judah, Judah. This prophet says, man, 5 lives long. Oh, the Judah day. Don't lie all night, don't lie all day. Strong bed is strong when someone's in fact. This prophet turned out all gay. That high yellow bridge and dumb black Dutch, Judah, Judah. Piss Pops and Bell, please don't mind too much. All the Judah day. Gonna lie all night. Gonna lie all day. Dog man is dog with some luncheon fag. Piss Pops and turned out all gay. Jew got some stanky kite pecker in Judah, Judah. Come back home with piss pops again. Oh, the Judah day. Gonna lie all night. Gonna lie all day. Dog bed is dog with some luncheon fag. Piss pops turned out all gay. Wanger stick, wanger in pisser hole, Judah, Judah. Can't touch bottom with 3-inch pole, oh, the Judah day. Gonna lie all night, gonna lie all day. Dog bed is dog with some luncheon fag, piss about to turn out all gay.
Okay, folks, we're back. Alright, we're back. Let's see. I'll go ahead and mute. Be able to guess. I have no idea how Alex Linder was able to go ahead and troll, because usually TalkShoe had gone ahead and fixed these Tor browsers and these spamming programs most of the time, but you know, guess old Alex Linder was none other than old Joe Blow. Or Umumu, or whatever here. Some sort of Kurdish Jew who moved to Sweden or something like that. And, you know, it might have been some other little nimtard who had a little bit of fun. I have no idea how, you know, that had gone ahead and been taken care of. Of course, somebody, you know, these nimtards were going ahead and trolling everybody. And pretty well what TalkShoe went ahead and did was get it to where in the time between when you logged on and the Tor browser went ahead and gave you some time and logged off, it went ahead and disabled, I guess, the enter key or something like that. So that essentially couldn't spam anymore. But I guess this Joe Umumu went ahead and found another script program and managed to go ahead and do it here, at least for a while. So, in any case, it's really no big deal. Mass 1488 asks a number of questions here. Once you go ahead and reach my age, unless you're a total tard like Steve Elder, you know, I used to have fun with Steve Elder going ahead and saying, well, having multiple wives is Yahweh's blessing. Okay, so how much blessing did you get, Steve Elder? Oh, I have one wife. Okay. Well, if you only have one wife and you say it's Yahweh's blessing, then I guess you didn't get very much blessing then. But Steve Elder, from what I gather, he only had a squaw wife who was a government worker. And, well, I guess not only did Yahweh not bless him, you know, he was sort of lusting for more and more and more and more. Now, I don't know, it used to be when, you know, here it was in the, you know, at the Nut House, trying to go ahead and do some legal research. And it used to be that, you know, unless you went, you know, I go ahead on my browser, I disable the pop-up ads. But from my gather, they didn't know how to do that. You know, here I was, you're not supposed to go ahead and see these nudie or, you know, screw like rabbits now or what have you. And it would go ahead and pop up all the time here. So from my gather, if you want to go ahead and find you a bunch of skanks here, I imagine it's a lot easier now than it was before the days of the internet. You know, you go ahead and you see people trying to meet each other, and I've heard about Craigslist sluts and a number of these other, you know, critters who go ahead, and from what I gather,
If you want to go ahead and screw like a mink, you can probably a lot easier in the internet age than, you know, way back, 20 or 30 years ago. You know what I mean? I used to make a joke here that when I met Roxy, Roxy knew a lot more of the town sluts than I did. And I said, shit, it's a heck of a deal when essentially you're a young man with urges and you can't go ahead and find near as many sluts as the virtuous women of the town can. It used to be the virtuous women of the town could go ahead and sniff out a slut, you know, faster than the most sort of looking young slut master could do here. But now we have the internet, so if you want to go ahead and screw your brains out, I'm sure you could, but I don't know. I really wouldn't go ahead and recommend that. It's really not a good, altogether a good thing to go ahead and certainly in this day and age when essentially people are rapacious and, you know, even more predatory, to go ahead and do something stupid that's going to go ahead and get you in trouble. You know. In any case here. I mean, well, just like what? Over this weekend here. Roxy said they probably got thrown in, you know, these two idiots got thrown in jail for something or another, you know, and I have no idea really what it's about here. I've heard rumors about what it was about, but, I mean, you know, I haven't really talked with them since June when they went ahead and cut down a bunch of my trees and, you know, essentially, told them that they needed to pay the rent or they were out, and, you know, they went ahead and paid most of the rent, but not all the rent, and, you know, I mean, shoot. They go ahead and track pigs, and the pig knocks a hole in my door, and there's, what, $50 or $60 for, expense here. Now, probably what I'll end up doing is just going ahead and buying a sheet of, you know, a wafer board, and just put a little screwing it on there so it won't cost me $50 or $60, and it'll strengthen the door, you know, but still, I mean, you know, the pigs could have just simply served the search warrant by knocking, you know, because they end up taking cell phones and, blankets or something like that. I have no idea what the hell that's about. I mean, it's not like they were looking for methamphetamine or marijuana or drugs or something like that, which is a good thing, I guess. I mean, they could have just simply knocked and served the search warrant instead of knocking a hole in my door. But, and that was one of the things. I said, hey, I don't want pig shit. You know, I don't want pig shit in these houses I went ahead and, went ahead and bought from Roxy's mom. You know, don't want pig shit in the house. And shoot, they probably did something stupid here, which goes ahead and tracks it here. So, folks, generally your best bet, you know, well, they already know about me and they know I hate them. And essentially they're sort of gunning for me. But, you know, folks, it's a whole lot easier just go ahead and tell them that you hate their guts, that they deserve nothing but death, they're going to go ahead and get it pretty soon, that Zog is falling apart, and that, no, pig, I really have nothing I want to go ahead and say to you at all. You know, which means I'll probably end up having to eat the price of fixing that door, because don't even want to talk to pigs. So you go ahead and just take, you know, the loss meant, you know, made by pigs. You know, but heck, you know, if these tards end up going to jail, that means that, you know, what the hell am I going to do here? I'll probably have to go ahead and talk to them and say, well, rather than put your shit in storage, tell you what here, while you're in jail, just go ahead and rent the house out as a furnished house here. You know what I mean? In any case here. I mean, you know, no shortage of stupid shit here. And the best thing to do is stay away from stupid shit. Stay away from stupid people. Stay away from, you know, stay away from idiocy. Now, you know, heck, if you're, if from what I get, Mass 88:14 is fairly young. If he's fairly discreet and over the age of, you know, over the age of 18 or however, you know, however the age is here, you're a lot better going ahead and screwing some, you know, some horny old heifer. You know, just go ahead and screw some more, you know, some horny old heifer rather than go ahead and pretty well screw somebody who's going to go ahead and maybe get pregnant or knocked up and have you paying out the ass for the rest of your life here. You know, just, you know, just go ahead and maintain a discreet relationship with essentially an older woman who will teach you all the tricks here for free. You know what I mean? Anyway, Okay. 27's questions, please, here. 27's questions here. Let me go ahead and look here. 27 was here for a little bit here. Okay. Well, I mean, hey, I mean, you know, if you're fairly young, yeah, I mean, yeah, you really want a 10 out of 10 here, you know what I mean? Okay. Civilization. You know, I sort of do believe that Malthus was correct here, because what you're talking about is if even if you have a, you know, a high grade civilization with high grade people, you know, I believe a lot of Sonnen was correct, is that civilizations fall apart. They go ahead and they destroy their founding stock, just like they did in Rome, and, you know, well, like they did in Britain here, like they did in Portugal. It goes ahead and destroys their founding stock here. You know what I mean? So, you know, I do believe there is such a thing as carrying capacity, and the reason of it is that, you know, these are not Michelangelos, these are not Mozarts, these are not, oh heck, these are not Lothrop Stoddards and Madison Grants who are fit, you know, who are filling, you know, the world here. You know, they're rather Anglo mestizo idiots who essentially are not paying their rent on time and cutting down my trees and doing stupid crap here. That's what you end up having, you know, the world carrying through here. So let's see here. I don't know about iPads. I mean, folks, from what I gather here, if you know, people who own Macintoshes and Apple crap have far more dollars than cents. You know, and John Britt disagrees with me. He hates Bill Gates. He hates this. He hates that here. And he has a Macintosh, but, you know, he can't use it because, well, essentially, you know, it's on the fritz. It's not working. So I go ahead and explain to him. I got Toshiba number one, I got Toshiba number two, and I got Compaq number one, and I got a, what, $70 gateway in the other one, and essentially all four of my computers are working. And since I paid, what, no more than really $500 for all three of them and just $300 for one of them, you know, I mean, you know, essentially at $500, you know, I mean, and that, you know, a Macintosh, what, cost $1,500? You can go ahead and buy five $300 Toshibas for that, or three $500 Toshibas. And heck, I got two of them still working. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going ahead and looking for question number 27 here. Alrighty here. Okay. I got laid Tuesday. Well, that's good. You know? I'm trying to figure out what guest number 27, you know, what 27's question was. I didn't see it here. Okay. What's going to happen if you can't afford the Obongo Wish Doctor Care? Well, I don't think there's going to be actually any Obongo witch doctor care. It's just a means of going ahead and taking money and making wiggers pay for it. And, you know, I mean, I really did believe the Supreme Court was going to go ahead and strike it down. And the reason I believe that is that since there wouldn't be any way of paying for this sort of thing, that what is not sustainable isn't sustained. You end up having, I mean, I'm sort of looking at awe to where Obongo and the rest is calling Romney a venture capitalist. How come Romney does not have the balls to say, hey, look, nigger, you're from Kenya. You're not really the president. Okay? So, yeah, I'm a vulture capitalist, and you're just a Kenyan nigger who really has no business running, you know, being president, because, hell, you're not a United States citizen. I mean, that would pretty well end the, debate here. On the other hand, no tell what might happen then. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, I mean, Andy is somewhat correct in that I've been talking to some older people, and essentially, in order to go ahead and have even the pretense of paying for Obongo care, they went ahead and took $500 billion out of Medicare. And if you go ahead and look at what was ruled on by that traitor or idiot or Jew, John Roberts, they went ahead and ruled by 7-2 that the states don't have to go ahead and pay for the people who cannot afford health insurance, don't have to pay for the niggers and the beaners and the poor whites who don't have jobs. So since the states don't have to go ahead and set it up, essentially Obongo care is rather moot point. All it's going to be is just a grab on what little remains of the white, you know, middle class and small business. They're not even able to pay for the entitlements. Folks, what they've done is the medical profession has gone ahead and limited the supply of doctors and limited the, you know, I mean, it really wasn't meant to go ahead and pay for chemotherapy and to go ahead and keep people alive when they went ahead and smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked and destroyed their lungs, destroyed their health, or to go ahead and pay for, well, people went ahead and ate like pigs, went ahead and ate crap, went ahead and ate nothing but, you know, nothing but crap here. Folks, when I went ahead and went on a quote hunger strike and, you know, pretty well went without, you know, pretty well went without eating for what, 40 days and 41 nights. Let me tell you, I mean, I got to where I wouldn't take my high blood pressure pill because it tastes nasty on an empty stomach. Well, folks, I didn't need the high blood pressure pill because, well, once I went ahead and lost about, 60 pounds. I didn't have very much high blood pressure anymore. You know what I mean? So, pretty well what I see is I don't see any way of Obongo care being enforced. What? Okay, fine. Okay, you're going to turn off the air conditioner? Mm-hmm. You want me to check? You know, what's wrong with the beans?
I smell them. You might have to turn them down and add water.
Okay. All righty. Okay, here. So, anyway, well, the thing about it is the state, I mean, it can't be paid for. Obongo care cannot be paid for. Essentially, you know, they went ahead and ruled it was a quote tax. The government can do whatever the hell they want to. And, well, essentially, if you don't have a job, you know, white or black or whatever, well, supposedly you're supposed to go ahead and get free health care. you're going to be in the expanded Medicaid rolls. And what they said, the federal government said they're going to go ahead and pay, what, 90% or 95% for the first couple of years, and then the states are going to go ahead and have to handle it. And essentially what they've done is they've gone ahead and passed it off to the states, but the states, like California, Illinois, New Jersey, Florida, are bankrupt. Well, if they're not bankrupt, essentially they're not officially bankrupt. And a lot of Republican states said they're not going to go ahead and go with Medicare. They're not going to go ahead and expand their Medicare plans to go ahead and offer, quote, free health insurance. Obamacare was just simply just a grab to essentially go after, well, the productive whites. That's all it was. It doesn't go ahead and force the states, really, to go ahead and expand their Medicare programs. But I've been talking with people who have some older parents, and from what I gather, you used to go ahead and pay 80% and 20%. Well, the co-deductible has gone ahead and, the deductible has gone up, and the price of payment has gone up, too. To where essentially Medicare is no longer, well, essentially free for old white people anymore. So yes, it's gone ahead and gone up and up and up and up. And folks, I believe that what isn't sustainable is not going to be sustained forever. I told a joke, a couple weeks ago, about how, you end up, there's these people that are flying on a jet plane with four engines, and one engine goes ahead and goes down, and the pilot says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and continue to our destination, but what happens, we're going to be a half hour late." And then what happens is that another engine goes, and folks, we're going to go ahead and go on to our destination, but because we're over halfway, but folks, we're going to be 2 hours late. And then another engine went ahead and died here and said, "Folks, we're going to have to go ahead and go to the closest place, but it's going to take us a while here. Essentially we're barely staying up here." And this little boy says, "Well, hell, we're going to go ahead and be here all day if the last engine goes." Folks, Azog is not going to go ahead and be up all day if the last engine goes. I was going ahead and listened to the news, and here was another trading company which went ahead and looted the accounts of its depositors. And this was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And here they are talking about LIBOR. Essentially the Bank of England going ahead and, pretty well robbing the banks or something like that here, and the FBI is going to investigate it. Well, fine. But folks, the people in power don't go to prison because they're thieves. They don't go, folks, you think that they had a stupid, degenerate aristocracy during the time of Louis the 16th or Nicholas the 2nd. Folks, I would say that the people, the Jews and the Uyghurs who are misrunning this country are dumber even than the aristocrats of Louis the 16th in pre-revolutionary France and Tsar Nicholas the 2nd. In 1917 Russia. Folks, these people don't know what the hell they're doing. None of these people do. And I think that people are beginning to realize that. That's why you go ahead and see all these zombie apocalypse things here. Folks, when you have starving Uyghurs and starving niggers and starving beaners, they're going to go ahead and make what mindless zombies do look almost civilized. Things are not being run very well at all. At all. That's why it's probably best to go ahead and make you a new community. Go ahead and get away from your idiot relatives. Folks, I mean, Roxy's idiot relative. Heck, you know, don't pay the rent. Don't pay the rent. Cut down my trees. And now, here, you know, here they are. They got a hole put in my front door. You know, because they're idiots. And because I was an idiot to go ahead and lend them a chainsaw and let them move in. Who's the bigger idiot? Okay? Will they get the property seized? Well, I don't know. Math 1488. What ends up happening when some old geezer who has absolutely nothing to lose goes ahead and shoot some pigs, you know, shoot some IRS agents. Right? How long is that shit gonna last? How long is that shit gonna last? Folks, you have no idea. I mean, you know, all this stupid crap here. All this stupid crap. You end up having, essentially, you end up having this nigger thinking that Romney isn't going to go ahead and say, hey, look, nigger, you're not even an American citizen. Don't give me a shit about me being a vulture capitalist. Hell, at least I'm an American citizen. You're not. Now, is Romney going to go ahead and say that? No, because he's a lying, you know, worth, you know, piece of shit pussy who you can't trust worth a damn to do anything. But still. So, anyway, I mean, you know, Andy, I don't think that any of this shit is sustainable. I really don't. I really don't think that any of this crap is even remotely sustainable. Now, Obongo ends up having the idea or the notion that essentially Uyghurs are going to go ahead and keep up with nigger and beaner care. But somehow, you know, somehow white people just have a big old stash of money here to pay these fines to go ahead and do all this other sort of thing. Folks, the very first year, the fine for not going ahead and paying in 2014, it's from Wygara, a $96 fine. Carl Denninger went ahead and said is that pretty well the fine, if you're an employer, for not going ahead and buying health insurance is $2,000 per employee. He went ahead and pointed out that, well, you know, he said that 20 years ago when he was running a business, you could just barely get $2,000 a year to pay for a young 18-year-old male worker. You go ahead and pay for a year $2,000, but you know you can't buy something like that now. So essentially what happens, these businesses will go ahead and pay the $2,000 per worker, but they're not going to go ahead and have as many workers. No, none of this crap is going to work. None of this crap is going to last. And I go ahead and that's why I expected Obamacare just to be said no. Because it was such a wrong, such an idiotic decision on so many levels. It was just nothing more than the government. Oh, the government can go ahead and make a tax, and oh, I'm exercising judicial restraint. Well, no, not at all here. But folks, you end up having in the very first days, you end up having John Marshall go ahead and do whatever the hell he wanted to do. He was one of the Federalists here at the Virginia Ratifying Commission, who went ahead and came up with the constipation. He's one of the Federalists. He lied like a dog. Oh, no, no, no. We're not going to go ahead and have we're not going to go ahead and have a consolidated government. Well, guess what? They did, didn't they? He went ahead and helped it out. He pretty well did away with the 9th and 10th Amendments about how nothing that was expressly permitted to the federal government would be reserved to the people of the states. Did away with all, did away with these guarantees in the bill of goods. And immediately, when a state citizen went ahead and sued the state, they went ahead and passed the 11th Amendment, which meant that when the government goes ahead and violates the first 10, well, guess what? The government can't be held responsible for being sued. No, folks, it's just nothing more than a power grab. And for those who believe it was better while you had the Alien Sedition Acts less than a decade after the Constitution was enacted. Right? So. Okay. Does this show part of what they teach? Eli is slick here. But what Eli wants to go ahead and do is, he's a universalist just like Fink here. He somehow believes, you have this idiotic crap here, is that good niggers and good meaners and good Jews are, well, they're hybrids. They're not Mamzers, they're hybrids. And they're going to go ahead and die out automatically here, even though Mexicans, I don't seem to be dying out, niggers don't seem to be dying out. And he's mad at Fink because Fink says that they're going to go ahead and be resurrected on Judgment Day and burnt in hell forever and ever and ever. Eli James sort of believes that, well, if you end up having a mechanical cotton picker, a John Deere, or Case, and it had an immortal soul, it'd be resurrected. If you go ahead and put a refrigerator unit on the back here, it'd be serving you mint juleps and picking your virtual cotton. I went ahead and added that, mechanical cotton picker, how it has as much of a soul as I look as a nigger, as a whole lot more useful. And Eli James, he comes up with a number of things. He goes ahead and changes. But Eli James is a lot more slicker. I'll grant that here. Okay? Well, that's the idea here, is to pay for non-whites' medical care here. Okay? So, let's see here. Well, I don't know. They went ahead and passed as a trial balloon that Congo Lisa would go ahead and be, the VP here. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, Romney, from what I gather, Romney's dad was a Mormon who, he might have been one of these old-fashioned type Mormons who, ran off, their great-grandfather or whatever, when they were given a hard time, to polygamists. Some of these Mormons did run off to Mexico. They did run off to Mexico, and then pretty well what it came in is that you could go ahead and practice polygamy as long as you didn't rub Zog's nose in it. So they went ahead and migrated back from Mexico into the United States here. So essentially, Romney isn't really a spick. He's just a worthless wigger. Okay? So, let's see here. I'm going ahead and looking at this here. Okay, let's see. Well, folks, the idea. These folks have a number of ideas. Zog has a number of ideas. It actually has the idea that's going to go ahead and control things. And I don't see that happening. I really don't. In any case here, I think I pretty well talked about, Obongo Care. Folks, the idea is that wiggers are going to go ahead and pay for it. They're going to go ahead and buy insurance for niggers and spicks. But I've gone ahead, and if you go ahead and look at it, actually, it's just nothing more than a means of grabbing money from Uyghurs and making them pay for it. Because by going ahead and saying is that the states don't have to go ahead and enroll all these people on Medicare, and then just simply having, well, federal ZOG, go ahead and pay for the first couple of years by simply quantitative easing or printing money or doing whatever. By going ahead and having them, by going ahead and essentially paying for the increased Medicare expenses to the state. For my year, the first year they paid 95% of it, then it goes down to 90, and then after, 4 years, pretty well the states have to go ahead and pay for, more of it. And folks, from what I gather right now, the average of the states paying Medicare, it's 22%. It's 22% even under the current Medicare rules. Can you imagine what's going to go ahead if you end up adding a whole bunch of niggers and spicks to it? No, it's just simply a means of going ahead. It's not really an entitlement. It's a mandate. It's not really an entitlement at all. It's a tax mandate. That who goes ahead and pays? Well, business and the rest of them, folks. If you go ahead and look at it, 2014, Harold Kevinson says he cannot afford $12,000 to pay for to go ahead and pay for health insurance. Well, what he'll do if he goes ahead and files an income tax form is that the first year he's going to pay $96, and then the next year. Well, I think it's $200 or $400. And what I sort of see happening is that fewer people will go ahead and file. That's one of the reasons that John Robert went ahead and said that, hey, there was no mechanism in Obamacare to go ahead and actually seize property, to actually go ahead and find people guilty of not going ahead and paying this sort of thing. I mean, essentially, the whole idea is that Uyghurs will go ahead and voluntarily take their screwing. Is that businesses will voluntarily take their screwing. You know what I mean? And, folks, I don't see that happening. I really don't. So, anyway, why is it that 9 out of every 10 people? Well, I'll tell you why here. Why don't you name those 9 out of 10 people? And the answer is you can't. Let's see here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. It looks like we got Pisser Possums and Nimtards, and essentially none of them have anything intelligent to say. Any more than the Pisser Possum and Finkelschini did. They really didn't have anything intelligent to say. It was just a series of idiotic lies to where you end up having anonymous Jews and Mamzers. Marty's a Mongolian! Well, no, Marty isn't a Mongolian. Roxy's a Mongolian. Yeah, I mean, I've gone ahead and looked. And I don't see how it is possible here that I go ahead and show pictures of my family and my grandchildren. And 3 out of 4 of them have blue eyes. And here is Visser, claim they're Mamzers. And you go ahead and see his little Mamzers, and they're just like, well, Roxy's niece. Got a bunch of Anglo-Mesteza with her. And occasionally, Visser's just like that here. He's a high yellow. And other people think that old Bridget's high yellow. It doesn't really matter. Old Bridget's just a thieving bitch. She was one of the main ones who was going ahead and colluding with Brian Wright, as well as Jeremy Visser, to go ahead and remove John Britton as senior pastor over the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And then you go ahead and you hear this stupid crap. Well, John Britton really was the senior pastor. I really was. Well, in which case, why'd you need to go ahead and plot to go ahead and remove, you know, John Britton as senior pastor? On the basis that Brian Wright was still a member of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And I go ahead and I look at an old post on This Is Old Forum where he says he's gone ahead and resigned. Generally, what you end up having with Visu and with Newskike and the rest here is just a series of lies. Just lie, 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 lie. And they go ahead and make the accusation. You don't know who the hell they are. And I'm supposed to go ahead and take them seriously? I don't take Obagender Bender seriously. Obagender Bender is still, you know, I mean, the reason I think Obagender Bender went ahead and went out from hiding is that essentially Obagender Bender didn't think it had any choice. It had to go ahead and reveal a little bit of it. Now, will Obagender Bender reveal his entire name? Hell no. Obagender Bender was talking about, oh, how lonely it was in Australia. Well, what, a couple weeks ago? Here is this woman. She looks like she's in her mid-60s. Looking for some companionship in Christian identity in Australia. An Obagender Bender who pretty well is able to data mine, check IP numbers, pretends that it's R.D. Bradshaw, a.k.a. Russ Walker. Oh, Obagender Bender, you don't want to go ahead and have any Christian identity fellowship. The reason you don't want to do that is because you're scared that that person might say, well, good Lord, it looks like a nigger, it looks like a Jew, it looks like this, it looks like that here. You end up having the same sort of stupid crap from Jeremy Visser and Obagender Bender that I used to hear from Brian Wright. They end up hearing from you nimtards. To where you think you get to go ahead and control something, but you're hidden? No, that's not going to work. Not going to work at all here. I went ahead and looked at the chat, you know, the chat summary, and from my gear, it was just OB and Jeremy Visser. That's all that's going ahead and listening to them here. And pretty well, I'm sitting in a very strong position because at least I know what Christian identity is about. Jeremy Visser doesn't. Jeremy Visser is why, oh, Lindstedt got ordained by going ahead and forming his own church. Okay. Where did you get ordained, Jeremy Visser? Who ordained you? Or like Eli James, who ordained you? Well, I was ordained by some Klansmen. Well, same Klansmen which went ahead and kicked you out because they said you were a thieving Jew. No, folks, I mean, you know, you can go ahead and make all the accusations you want. You know, this show is about pretty well finding you out and pretty well exposing you. And if you're stupid enough to go ahead and sit around for very much long, yeah, I will find you. I will find out who you are. I will go ahead and find your past history. And then you'll be like little Brian Rio. Oh, no, I got to go ahead and kick Marty off here from his web hosters. I got to go ahead and do this. I got to go ahead and do that. Folks, when I go ahead and talk about what's going to happen in the Great River, you know, Great Tribulation, I'm not saying that I'm going to go ahead and be doing it personally, but what you're going to have is you're going to have a collapse. And there's going to be an end to it. And when there's an end to it, that's going to be the end. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back probably in about 4 or 5 minutes. Hail Victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps nutted, niglet niece molesting sack of shit with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit in a 150 pound sack who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clint Downey and a little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thieves here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm messed up, I'm like, you know, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but you know, I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Cornier, the Kunta Kinte out of Victoria's Secret Shoot. That night I strolled in on my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Mamzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I had picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons to a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them frill loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger rubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and flat duke eyes. Name was Brian. The coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the nigglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my nigglet nieces come up to me and start kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, hey, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Massa Tom. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance, and then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leticia drives me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. So Leticia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is jackhammer, Eli or James in a doo-doo hole with Ron Dart, as Dickie Barrett gives birth to something resembling a Siskin Dew Golem with a wet manjana and a British lady stick, well, two nickel bags, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mom's stuff in Coontang. Coontang, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Trailer. Huh, they rhyme. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Dear Sword Pass, when I went to a special agent in charges, there I was browsing through the latest issue of STLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of the milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the wide-eyed gopher when your mouth starts expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying.
Well, I find it quite a thrill when Kimbia grinds me against its will. Yes, the Kuntang is so much better when the Niglet is crying.
Okay, folks, I went ahead and hit the wrong button on my cell phone. I had the MP3 player running. Okay, I had some northern white beans, and they've been sitting on the shelf for some time, so I had to go ahead and sort them through here. If you go ahead and leave beans out too much, you end up having bugs, which will go ahead and get into them, and they'll go ahead and, you know, munch through the beans. So I went ahead and sorted them out, and pretty well sorted out the bug shit and the dried beans, and well, pretty well got them running in a slow, you know, slow cooker here. And every so often, I do like having beans. And then what I do is I pretty well just set them aside. I go ahead and can, and we bought a bunch of tomatoes for $2.50, and since I'll go ahead and can some of them, well, probably tomorrow night here. Wish me luck. I don't intend to go ahead and go to jail here when I have to go ahead. Normally, let Roxy go ahead and get her own stuff here. But all we got is a Geo Metro, and Roxy don't know how to drive it, so I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and bring her niece's medication and her driver's license. And, you know, from what I gather, they'll be heading off to Arkansas, which is why I think it's sort of a federal thing, that FBI thing, to where they took, you know, took her cell phones and some blankets and some, you know, some women's undergarments or something like that. I mean, I'm sort of wondering what the hell is going on this stuff. And the answer is I don't really want to know. I really do not want to know. But I'm rather regretful. I went and went ahead and let these idiots move in the first place. And I hope they don't go to jail permanently. At least not without paying their rent. You know, getting caught up with their rent and moving somewhere else. So in any case, we'll go ahead and see what happens. And folks, anytime you go ahead and see the pigs, well, it's sort of iffy. So wish me luck tomorrow. Probably I'll just simply say is that Roxy's niece wants her stuff. And I've been told that she's allowed to have this. And, you know, normally, you know, during this time of year, I only go to town, aka Neo Show, once a week. If that. Usually I just stay at home and water the garden and feed the puppy dog. You know, I mean, I don't think it costs even $10 a month to go ahead and keep puppy dog up. And essentially, you know, work on my webpage. And generally, everyone thinks I'm a nut, but I don't get out much, don't cause any trouble in real life. And that's, in many cases, I guess, about as good as you can go ahead and have it be. But, you know, the name of this title was way back, you know, Go With the Flow of History is what I went ahead and urged Edgar Steele to do way back in 2004. He was talking about we need to have another revolution, new America, time has come, and all this sort of good, happy horseshit. And I point out is that I don't think there's going to be a new America. I think there's going to be a great tribulation, that there's going to be a complete collapse. And that's as it should be. That's as it needs to be. That is what needs to happen. There needs to be a total collapse. There needs to be an end to it. And that's what I think there is going to be. Folks, I don't have any expectation that there is a means of going ahead and saving anything. Christian Identity says there's going to be a great tribulation such as never was and never will be again. And unless Jesus Christ should return, no flesh should be saved. And when I go ahead and talk about the 10,000 warlords, I'm essentially talking to people who are white, who do not really believe in Christian Identity, who don't really have the faith in the return of Jesus Christ. And I tell them that Christian Identity can be used to do whatever the heck you want to against the enemies, against the Jews, against the Uyghurs. It doesn't go ahead and pull punches against traitors. It doesn't pull punches against Jews and niggers. It allows you to go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to do. And if you go ahead and through action learn to develop some faith, so much more the better. Folks, I don't have any worry that things will not go ahead and turn bad, not turn exceedingly rough, turn exceedingly awful. And folks, after what I've been through, and the fact that I'm not responsible for any one other than myself and Roxy and my puppy dog, and essentially they're not uncontent to share my fate, therefore I don't have to worry about much of anything. And folks, I go ahead and see what is happening, and it needs to happen. The only salvation of the white race is for a total, absolute collapse. And for anybody to go ahead and think that they are going to save something, that they're going to go ahead and that they're smarter than Yahweh and they're smarter than what ends up happening, you know, I think it's foolish. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't go ahead and discredit, you know, a few people like Harold Covington, who thinks that somehow they can go ahead and fight and save, you know, a bit of portion. I don't begrudge them for trying. At least, you know, Harold Covington has at least a notion that, you know, he's not going to go ahead and turn, you know, around all of Zog, but somehow he's going to go ahead and find 1,000 alphas or maybe even 500 alphas or however many he needs to go ahead and save a portion when Zog falls apart for a white homeland. You know, I have my own doubts about that, but on the other hand, you know, since it doesn't really conflict with Christian Identity, I don't have a problem with being somewhat of an ally of his. You know, and of all the people I've gone ahead and seen, you know, I mean, well, at least he's got a 10-year head start on everybody else. You know, even Hunter Wallace is, you know, I mean, he's sort of thinking about Southeast, but I don't see someone like Hunter going ahead and being a hard enough man to go ahead and force the niggers to go back and pick cotton. And certainly I don't think that is a good thing here. When you end up having something like a Case tractor or a John Deere, you know, heck, if you need to, go ahead and convert to steam and burn cotton hulls or something. Okay? Is Neosho one of them truck stop in Walmart towns? Yeah, that's what it is here. Neosho's Walmart is number 17. Number 17 Walmart. First came in 1976. It's the county seat of Newton County. Walmart number 17. That means that, hey, besides the Rogers, the Rogers store, number one store, Rogers, there's 15 others before it. There's thousands of Walmarts after it, though. Walmart number 17. And yes, it has a truck stop. Yes, it used to be a county seat. And now it doesn't have a downtown. It doesn't have, around the square, it just has a bunch of old buildings, which are mainly vacant or run by lawyers or bail bondsmen or what have you. Just like all these places. I mean, when Walmart first started, it was a good thing here, and people had respect for Sam Walton. But now they don't have any respect for Walmart. I mean, but on the other hand, that's where they buy everything, including groceries. Now, I go ahead and shop at Walmart. I especially did not like Walmart when I was a truck driver and seeing how they treated outside truck drivers. But, there needs to go ahead and be a change, and there will be a change. But, folks, it won't be until pretty well everything falls apart. And I believe that I don't think Jesus Christ would essentially be a happy Walmart shopper. Do you? So, anyway. Well, I don't think Andy went ahead. He went through 71 is what he's seen here. So yeah, he probably didn't see anything other than, the Burger King, the McDonald's, the Walmart, the truck stops on the south side. You know what I mean? So here. In any case, folks, I don't think Jesus Christ is a happy Walmart shopper at all. I don't think that's going to happen. But what I do see is I do see an absolute collapse. I do see absolute civil war. I see pretty well a fighting for what little remains here. And one thing I've noticed, especially recently, like when they were talking about this Christian Identity meeting in Green, you had Jim Goad go ahead and talk about the advance of tribalism. And folks, white people in many cases can't afford to maintain the fiction that they think niggers should get more of what little white people have left. Folks, Uyghurs have gone ahead and suffered big time in this latest recession. They really have. That's why I didn't think that Obamacare would be passed, because it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't able to be sustained. It wasn't able to be go ahead and be paid for. I mean, folks, as white people go ahead and lose jobs here, how are they going to go ahead and fill income tax forms? As smaller businesses pretty well end up having to pay $2,000 in fines because they can't afford to pay $15,000. What's less, $2,000 or $15,000? Answer, they'll pay the $2,000 for every employee they got because they're not going to offer them health insurance. When I was going ahead and talking to Snigger on the 21st of March, 2010, this nigger said, oh, yes, I'm all for Obamacare because I can't afford, I don't go ahead and have health insurance where I work at. Well, nigger, you're not going to have health insurance where you work at anyway, because if you do have a job, they're just going to go ahead and pay the $2,000 fine. You're not going to go ahead and get health care at all. Okay? the thing about it is I think Satan is happy with McDonald's, dive bars, and Mercury. Yeah. You still have some wiggers here working at McDonald's. But in any case here, what is Satan happy with it? I think Satan is extremely happy in some cases with what's going on here. He sees Yahweh's servant nation being destroyed. One family, one person at a time. He sees them being destroyed by going ahead and choosing evil. He goes ahead and sees those who don't choose evil. Like, you know, in my case, was Satan happy that my four little white grandchildren were bought and sold like cattle? Folks, you ended up having the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District essentially rule screw Roxy. Screw Roxy getting her kids back. It's thoroughly legal to go ahead and have anonymous hotline complaints and children taken from their parents and bought and sold. Hell, Covington and Axel Sally have talked about that. And people go ahead and wonder why I'm rough on NIMBusters, NIMTARs, for calling me a child molester. Essentially saying, well, it's okay for essentially the government to go ahead and take kids. Folks, I've never seen a mamzer yet here who doesn't believe that a white person is a pervert and love the fact that white families are destroyed. I've seen it occur time and time and time again. Now, there are some mamzers who essentially their white predominates. And I have heard people say in that some cases there are some niggers who really want Romney to win because they don't think that Obongo will go ahead and keep the welfare checks coming. Folks, when Zog falls apart, Revelation chapter 17 says that the merchants will go ahead and whine that, oh no, why did Zog Babylon have to fall? Because I was able to go ahead and have markets for gold and silver and slaves. Wow, they're going to go ahead and miss not only their merchandise, but they're going to go ahead and miss their markets as well. They're going to go ahead and, you know, be crying that they liked Zog Babylon, even though Zog Babylon was destroying the entire race, including their children, including their family. Greed is not a family value, but then, yeah, Republicans act like they think it is. I went ahead and got picked up the mail this morning. I got something from the Libertoons, the Missouri Libertoon Party letter, and here are a bunch of pieces of shit who went ahead and whined about democracy being two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch, and these cocksuckers voted to kick me out of the Libertarian Party. They didn't like my racism. They didn't like the fact that I was a militiaman in the 1990s. They didn't like the fact that I went ahead and cut the line and ran for governor when they wanted to go ahead and it was the faggot's turn. The closeted faggot's turn. They didn't like the fact that I didn't go ahead and, you know, support gay marriage like Gary Johnson does. He supports gay marriage. Well, folks, what I tried to go ahead and pass, you know, say is that, folks, the libertarian thing to do isn't to support gay marriage. It's to go ahead and get the government out of the marriage license business. And therefore, if you're serious, you can go ahead and have the Mormons who believe they ought to have more than one wife. You can go ahead and maybe get some of the Tibetan, you know, if there's any Tibetan females in the country, well, they believe they ought to have more than one husband. isn't the libertarian thing to do to go ahead and get out of the marriage license business altogether? And essentially, the piece of shit who was chairman at the time, you don't have enough votes to go ahead and carry through. So essentially, since we went ahead and had a majority, we're not going to go ahead and decide this thing until state convention. And then I went ahead and got ambushed at the state convention. So I went ahead and sued the Missouri Libertoon Party. And then later on, I was kicked out and charged with trespassing for attending my own so-called lynching. And here's these libertoons vote 28-1 to expel me from the Missouri Libertarian Party. Well, folks, that wasn't all get illegal because guess what? I was representing the 32nd Senatorial District. So therefore, by definition, it's the 32nd Senatorial District which goes ahead and determines their representation. But not according to libertoons. And I've seen similar things when I went to the Reform Party National Convention in 2001, to where essentially these reform people went ahead and kicked out people who had actually been elected. Me and this Doc Keller, who had actually been elected by the electors in our congressional districts. And the reason they went ahead and kicked us out is that we wouldn't go in and support Pat Buchanan finishing off the Reform Party by going ahead and doing what he claimed he wouldn't do, was force an abortion plank here. And this Doc Keller was allowed to go ahead and go back in because they needed his vote. And he said, well, Martin, I thought you were against abortion. I said, well, yes, I am. But the thing about it is, if somebody goes ahead and fucks you over, you go ahead and you teach them that, they don't fuck you over here without going ahead, essentially, and getting fucked over themselves. You don't go ahead and allow people to go ahead and screw you over just because you might agree with a policy of theirs. If they show out to be your enemy, you go ahead and you screw them up, too, here. For all practical purposes, though, is that Pat Buchanan went ahead and finished off the Reform Party. He'd already gone ahead and picked a nigger, as his running primate, and she was a better person than Pat Buchanan was. I don't see how anybody can support Pat Buchanan and believe that Pat Buchanan is for real when essentially he went ahead and denounced me for racism, then goes ahead and chooses a nigger in 2000 so he can go ahead and get 12.6 and throw the election to George Bush. Because the people had voted for Buchanan, 3.6 had voted for Buchanan. Well, guess what? George Bush wouldn't have been elected. So essentially, he went ahead and was bought off by the Republican Party, Buchanan was. And then he went back. And in 2001, he went ahead and finished off the Reform Party. They're supposed to go ahead and have their expenses paid by the winner, Pat Buchanan. And instead, Pat Buchanan didn't even go ahead and pay the expenses when his group, his rent-a-mob, went ahead and destroyed the National Reform Party. Because, folks, if Pat Buchanan had been serious about going all the way, he'd have took that $12.6 million and gone ahead and formed 50 parties to go ahead and fight the Republicans and fight the Democrats as a new third party. He had no intention of doing that. He went ahead and collected his $12.6 million, gave it most to his sister Baby Ken, who was a Mormon for a while, and then went back, divorced her Mormon husband, and went back to Roman Catholicism. That's what Pat Buchanan did. You know what I mean? In any case here. Well, think, folks, this is one thing I've noticed here. When Church of True Israel, which was an offshoot group from Butler, because they didn't agree with Butler bringing in all these criminals here, they had a web page up in 1995, 1996. And last year, at the end of September, their web domain went ahead and got, taken down. And who goes ahead and gets it but none other than this little twisted little dwarf character, crippled dwarf character, who loves Brian Reel. Knew Brian Reel was a mamzer. Gerald Moseley gets it here. And what does he do? He goes ahead and takes down the original HTML on the new on his new webpage, and goes ahead and puts it up in PDF format to where you have Clifton Emhizer essentially saying Comparé was wrong. There was no 6-day, 7-day, 8-day. Comparé was wrong because Yahweh didn't create these 6-day beasts of the field. Satan did somehow. Don't say how they got created. And essentially what they've done is, you know, in order to go ahead and get the original Church of True Israel, I had to go to the Wayback Machine. So it doesn't surprise me that Fink doesn't like what Wesley Swift said either. It doesn't surprise me one bit. Okay? So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't surprise, I mean, I knew that Fink hated Comparé, you know, because Emhizer didn't like it. I mean, essentially, you know, Emhizer, I've come under the, you know, look is that under, you know, when he was young, he looked sort of dark. He looks like a Sicilian. I think, you know, I think there's a reason for this papist pluralism horse shit here. Essentially, trying to go ahead and bring in the Bell cult to Sibylle, and essentially they don't like what Swift and Emhizer had to say. At all. I mean, I remember, and I think Emhizer's taking it down because it don't look very good, but essentially when I was calling papist preterism and pointed out that preterism was part of the Jesuits, he came up with something written by some German. Didn't have a bit of biblical teaching here. Folks, pretty well, I think the book of Revelation is linear. You end up having the first three books, and then from Revelation 4 through 18, talks about the Great Tribulation. And then chapter 19 talks about Jesus Christ's return at the end of the Great Tribulation. Then, chapter 20 goes ahead and talks about how there's a great, you know, after Jesus Christ returns, there is Satan down for 1,000 years, and then the people who have their chance and they can't claim that they were deceived, they go ahead and rebel against Yahweh, and they get scorched like Gog and Magog beseats the camp of the saints. And, you know, here they are, and I remember the last time, it was December of 2010, the very last time that Eli James and Fink got together. This was before, you know, this was the week after Eli James came back from Texas here and then found out what Fink and Emhizer had been doing here while he was gone. And I guess he was here, you know, being nice, or he hadn't known, but they, you know, their last sermon together, they're claiming the four horsemen of apocalypse isn't, you know, famine, pestilence, war, and death. No, it's Gaius Marius and Felix Sulla and Julius Caesar and Mark Anthony. Why, yeah, and what they have to do is they have to go ahead and make chapter 20 occur before AD 500 because, well, guess what? Satan has been put in a pit here for 1,000 years, and then, you know, it was all together. This preterism was altogether an invention of the Roman Catholic Jesuit order in order to claim that the Roman Catholic Church was God's true, you know, kingdom, and that Satan had been put in a pit for 1,000 years. He got turned loose, and he turned these Nordic Protestants wild here. He went ahead and deceived them to where they wouldn't go ahead and send money and tribute to Rome no more. That was the entire reason for it. Is essentially what they come up with that. And Eli James Fink was going ahead and claiming that people who lived 130 to 180 years before John of Patmos puts pen to paper in AD 69 why he was writing about what had happened over 100-some years before. Well, folks, John of Patmos wasn't Colleen McCullough. He wasn't writing a history of what happened. He was writing about what was going to happen. And so, yeah, I have a problem with people who come in and they're just a bunch of papist preterists, and what they do is they go ahead and take over web pages. They go ahead and change what is in the web page to where you have to go to, archive, the Wayback Machine or archive.org. Yeah, I have a problem with that here. I really do. Of course, I had a problem with them before, but this is just more lying bullshit by, by these lying tards here. You know what I mean? Well, what happens is Frank used to come by a different name, but he liked this little story I went ahead. I was going to go ahead and come up with a story about how this Esther Kikas, she goes ahead and she works at a fertility clinic, and essentially old Dichter von Frankenhuygher is in love with this Esther Kikas. So like Wyatt Earp was in love with Josephine Marcus. And essentially, she goes ahead and gives him a bunch of blowjobs through a silk handkerchief, and he finds out that he's a member of the Phidias priesthood, and he's inadvertently spawned 666 little kikelings. So he has to go ahead, if I went ahead and wrote, so it was sort of a joke about, Frankenstein, creating a little, or Frankenhuygher went ahead and inadvertently created a whole bunch of little Frankenhuygher's kikeling monsters. He has to go ahead and Cack, the Esther Kikas, and, the 666 little kikelings that she'd gone ahead and, got as an Esther Kikas here. So Frankenhuygher thought it was a hilarious, little story here. So anyway, I think Swift was I went ahead and listened to some of his speeches, and I listened to this one about what was going to happen in Mississippi, about how JFK was just a total Jew-whoop tard who wouldn't go ahead and keep his part of the bargain of not forcing integration without a chance of the legislature going ahead and agreeing to that. And essentially, from what I gather, Swift was right. JFK was a total pussy. He went ahead and let the Jews go ahead and, force, this nigger into old Mississippi, old Miss, at Oxford or something like that here, Mississippi. One time I got lost in Oxford somehow, with a truck here, and essentially this was probably about the richest part of Mississippi, other than, maybe Mobile, where Hunter Wallace's family comes from, okay? So, well, guest number four is still here. We still got Pisser Possum. We still got Nimtard Pisser Possum. In any case, folks, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and talk about. Talk about further here. I've been yakking for 34 minutes. Folks, if there's anything you want me to go ahead and cover, I'll go ahead and cover it in the next section of Movement Turd. And if there is another section of Movement Turd, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, because I have to get up and go to Neo Show so that Roxy's niece can go ahead and get whatever the heck she needs to go ahead and get. And pretty well, I hope that she, when she gets to Arkansas, she was wanting me to go ahead and find a card for a Bell's bondsman here. Now, I don't know. I don't know if this is normal, but Roxy's niece has a favorite Bell bondsman. And essentially, I was supposed to look for something with some woman named Yvette's name on it. And I said, well, shoot. you know, if you're going to go ahead and be sent or extradited to Arkansas, it'll probably be a county seat that has a jail in it for whatever the heck. I mean, what the hell are you going to Arkansas for? You know, and I don't know, what I heard is lying to pigs, which means don't lie to pigs. You're better off just telling, you know, you're best off saying nothing at all. But if you got to say something to a pig, just go ahead and tell the pig that you hate his guts here and that you hope he dies in great tribulation, and you fuck off as far as you're concerned. You have nothing to say to a worthless bastard. You know what I mean? I went ahead and talked Secret Service here, but that's because Brian Real, and I'm thinking Eli James and maybe Mumps Nut sort of sicked him on me here and came up with stupid crap about, you know, how I want to go ahead and shoot the nigger or federal judges. I'm pointing out, is it, look, this nigger has been sent over by the Jews to go ahead and essentially ruin Zog. And the reason I'm talking, you worthless bastards, is that when the Jews get tired and the nigger has, you know, pretty well fulfilled his purpose, don't be going coming to me looking for James Earl Ray or what the heck was the other one here? Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, you know, pretty well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think it's good that when Zog falls apart as a nigger supposedly at the head, especially a bogus nigger like Obongo, who ain't even an American citizen, and I told him I'll sue him, sue him the nigger. I refuse to let them in the house. I refuse to, essentially, I didn't lie to them. I just pretty well told them they were a bunch of worthless bastards, and they were whining. You know, they started whining about how I ought to move to Canada or Mexico or New Zealand, and pretty well I said that I thought it was a better thing if we have a great tribulation and everything gets destroyed here. And I think they thought I was a nut, but essentially a nut who doesn't get out much. And pretty well I have no doubt that when Obongo came, you know, by a month or so later for the Joplin tornado, when was that? Yeah, a month or so later, a month and a couple weeks later, well, I knew better than go ahead and see Obongo because, well, essentially, I didn't really want to go ahead and spend time at best in the Orange Free Speech area. And essentially, didn't want any whining. I mean, it's best here not to go ahead and visit the nigger. So, in case here, folks, price of corn has tripled here. Yeah. Well, folks, it is here. I mean, folks, you end up having drought. You end up having a number of things. I mean, you end up hearing this Jew economists say that, well, if beef is $4 a pound now, next year it's going to be $6 a pound. Simply because there's going to be fewer and fewer and fewer cows here. Folks, Zog is not very well run at all. Okay? Guest number 23, probably another Nimtard here. I mean, it doesn't hurt for chicken shits to go ahead and say shit about somebody else. I've always wondered here whether it be my front yard. My front yard looks rough on Google. And folks, from what I gather, it was taken probably in February or March 2007 while I was at the Nut House. And, well, I mean, pretty well I got on fat ass and a little meerkat for essentially filling that barrel full of trash and then not picking up the trash and putting in a trash bag and getting rid of the trash that was in the trash barrel. So, yeah, I picked up a lot of the trash, or most of it, well, all of the trash, really. You know, that was in that Google, picture. But you had these retards, and you had Obagender Bender and a bunch of the Manzerbell tards, also righteous, also self-righteous about how I live worse than a nigger, or how I live worse than this, or something like that. And essentially, you end up having these retards, you have no idea how the hell they live themselves. But even to the point here, what concern is that of theirs? They act like they believe that the government or some tard ought to tell you how you ought to live. Now, I'll admit, I have a bit of hoarder's disease. But then again, if you are raised like I was, where the closest town is 17 miles away here, or where you do most of your shopping is 33 miles away, and essentially you never went to town more than once a week, and you were raised by people who lived through the Great Depression, folks, you get to where you don't really like throwing things away. At all. I don't, you know, I mean, what I did is I've gone ahead and saved a bunch of peach juice cartons. And the other day, I was going ahead and, drilling through them in order to go ahead and turn these styrofoam cups in which I had plants, tomato plants. I went ahead and turned my parsley and my tomato plants, went ahead and put them in these cartons here, moved them out of the styrofoam cups. Okay? In any case, folks, I'll go ahead and, pretty well what I want to go ahead and say is there's nothing much going on in the movement. Linder is acting like a retard. Mike the Kike Delaney, I mean, I had to laugh at Linder talking about how he hates censorship. And on his forum, essentially, Linder is practicing censorship. Mike the Kike Delaney whining about Jew censorship. And him and Brian Wright went ahead and took down one of my web pages. Essentially because I went ahead and reprinted something by Kurt Maynard, who went ahead and said that Mike the Kike Delaney had a Jew friend named Quest here, whose also name was Kaplan. And that, Mike the Kike might be Mike the Kike Delaney might be a Jew. I think it's entirely possible. He sort of looks like, with his round head, he looks like he'll be, the fourth or fifth stooge. So here's Linder, and here's Mikey Kikey, Jukes Cal Cat Connor, whining, like pussy, about Jew censorship when they go ahead and practice Jew censorship. Now, can you say hypocrisy? I sure as hell can. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and, pretty well, nothing much changed in the movement. There's not any major thing coming on. I want to go ahead and talk, and what I did talk is that, essentially, don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Zog is falling apart. It's not going to last forever. So, any case here. Okay, well, yeah. Folks, I mean, you have guest number 4 and the rest here. Earlier, I went ahead and had a little fun with old Pig Fraud. He'd been getting a little bit uppity over on Nimtards and the rest here, so essentially I had a little bit of fun with Pig Fraud, but I did go ahead and unmute the goofy bastard. And folks, I don't bother with censoring, retards here. I like guest number 4 be a Pig Fraud has always had a mouth on him. Pastor John Britton's lawyers thought he was a combination of, Brian Wright and, Mike the Kike Delaney. And, I tend to doubt it. He's just another little tard that goes ahead and hangs around the movement and I guess doesn't have anything else to do with his life. No big deal. No big deal. But folks, you go ahead and you show what kind of person you are by how you act to others. And folks, I've gone ahead and I've criticized some women. I've gone ahead and called them old skanks and twats and the rest here. I've gone ahead and done that. Well, with April Gady. I don't have a high opinion of April Gady. I really don't. Really don't. I've sort of heard rumors that she, I think she's just an attention whore who goes ahead and uses, you know, her daughters, anybody else who go ahead and put up with her. She's not very competent. She, you know, I haven't seen any talent on her part other than attention whoring. However possible. But in any case here, if I end up having criticism of people, it's for a reason. And I've gone ahead and, well, essentially, I've been criticized. How dare you go ahead and say that, you know, Jesus Christ forgave Mary Magdalene here, and we ought to forgive Acts of Sally if she is Corina Burt here, because she has a nice rack here to die for. You know, if it is Corina Burt here. Folks, most of you critics, if Acts of Sally was a tortured porn queen like, you know, Corina Burt, you nimtards wouldn't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? You wouldn't know what to do with a, you know, female like that. I mean, Corina's sort of cute. She does know how to give a hand job too here, from what I gathered here, from what I clicked on one of these links here. But in any case here, I don't see why I should be criticized for thinking more highly of Axel Sally than I do April Gady. Really don't. I mean, Axel Sally usually talks good sense. She goes ahead and says is that, you know, hey, folks, most of you people are not special, or at least not as special as you think you are. And so I don't have a problem with her. Now, I imagine she can be quite an asshole. He's a provoker, so generally, well, it's probably best, you know, best not to provoke her here. But in any case here, yeah, I've had a few words with April Gady, and from what I gather, her problem with Covington isn't so much because she no longer believes in what Covington believes, but rather because she wants to go ahead and be the queen bee and Kalispell, and that's why she ends up fighting with a bunch of them. I mean, folks, when it comes down to it, what freaking difference is there really between a pioneer Little Europe and Harold Covington's, you know, thing here? Although, to be honest with you, if I was a young man moving to Kalispell, I probably neither have heard of either April Gady or, you know, Harold Covington. I'd sort of keep a low profile. That'd be the smart thing to do. But, any case here. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and, well, Andreas, with a name like Andy, you know, you didn't sound near as cute as, you know, as Axe of Sally here. You know what I mean? What does Axe of Sally have that you don't have? Well, Axe of Sally has a number of things that, you know, that she has that you don't have here. In any case here, I'm going to go ahead and, I don't see anything new here. I need to go ahead and get up tomorrow. So, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn as long let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, oh, who was there the ruling man? Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho,
On the city roof, let the red cock crow. Why they go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out castle. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love his greed. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.